It's 76 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The family of a man killed by the National Guard in Memphis is asking for video of the incident. 20-year-old Tyron Johnson was shot on Sunday. Memphis police say the Guard members, who were in the city as part of a multi-agency law enforcement surge, were responding to a report of gunfire. Officials also say Johnson was running from the troops and that he turned toward them with a gun. Johnson's grandfather, Evaniel, says that if that description of the incident is true, officials should back up their claims with video footage. A record search by the Associated Press shows Johnson did not have a criminal history beyond a handful of traffic violations. His grandfather says Johnson recently began carrying a gun for protection after someone attacked him in Nashville. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is reviewing the shooting. The agency says two Guard members fired their weapons. The Memphis Police Department has declined to comment on whether it was captured on video. The former Franklin youth soccer coach accused of sexual crimes against children has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. Camilo Campos Hurtado was arrested in 2023 after videos were found on his phone showing that he had drugged and raped multiple children. Prosecutors say they found evidence of crimes committed over the course of a decade. Campos Hurtado is an undocumented immigrant. After the prison sentence, officials say he will likely be deported. The Nissan plant in Smyrna has a big economic footprint in Tennessee, and one of its earliest products has hit a milestone and is more popular than ever, the Frontier truck. WPLN's Seth Thorpe tells us how demand for Nissan's Frontier reflects consumer popularity for certain types of vehicles.
The first Nissan Frontier rolled off the Smyrna assembly line in 1998. Today, the light-duty truck is still popular, with Nissan touting production of the 1 million Frontier truck at its Canton, Mississippi plant. Sales increased 24% since last year, according to Victor Taylor, head of supply chain for Nissan North America.
Last year, for Frontier alone, we probably made about 64,000 to about 70,000 vehicles. This year, we plan on making 100,000. And the 100,000 is driven because the sales that are being produced and being sold every month, so the demand is much higher.
This comes as sales of light trucks, like the Frontier, account for 84% of all U.S. passenger vehicle sales, according to TD Economics. It's why Nissan planned to increase production of the Frontier.
I think the growth is unlimited because we've seen the power in localizations and build where you sell. So we're selling in the U.S., we should actually manufacture the product in the U.S.
And for Tennessee, that power contributes to 15% of the economy, according to federal data. It also ranks the state third in the nation for auto manufacturing jobs. Seth Thorpe, WPLN News.
You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.